Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
All right, we are live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee. And as always, we will have Pooja Desai from Believe Healing and Lolita from the chat room here co-hosting the show live on air. We will be taking callers with a question on any topic in their life. And as our normal thing now on Psychic Talk Radio, we are trying to keep each question from each caller down to one question per caller, one-part questions only, please. And we are now waiting on our co-host to come and call in live on air here so we can have them here with us to host the show. As a brief break for a moment or two while we're waiting on them, we're going to be listening to some music from the CD entitled Oneness by Zarina. Today, the track that we are listening to is Track 4, The Dance Lasts Forever. Now can be found at Zarina1.com. Okay, well, that you were listening to the Oneness CD, track number 4, entitled Dance Lasts Forever, can now be found at Zarina1.com. That is spelled T-Z-A-R-I-N-A, with just the number 1.com. And rates are very affordable for these CDs, guys. Very beautiful artists, even sings Habanera, which is one of my favorites. Which, for those of you tuning in that are not aware, Habanera is a very, very good song, and it's from an opera here. Well, anyways, as a announcement for today, for this whole month, we are offering a special here on Psychic Talk Radio for your services, your readings, and your spiritual counseling with myself or Pooja over at HousePsychic.com. When checking out, if you enter the code RADIO with the capital R, you are able to receive a 10% discount this month off of your services. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to go ahead and take our first couple of callers here while we are waiting on our co-host to come into the chat room and live on air. Our first caller for today is coming by area code 412. And hello, caller, you are on air.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful today. How about yourself?
I'm good.
Great. How may I help you?
My question was in terms of a relationship currently I'm in. I was just kind of wondering, was this going to be long-term or, you know.
Okay. Where I need his first name only, please.
Mookie.
Okay. All right. Well, as far as I can tell, as sketchy as it's been lately, I do see this being a long-term relationship. And I see that this relationship has the capability to be very successful in your life. I just feel that it requires a little bit more work on both of your parts and a little more so on his end than yours. Okay. So it does look like it's going to be good for you. Right now, I'd say that patience is the key, and you've already done as much as you can do, because, quite frankly, all you can do right now is just be that ear for him to come to and talk to and just be there when he's ready. I do feel that there's been a few instances where he's upset you, though. Okay.
I don't know if he realized that he upset me. Does he realize that?
You know, I think he is coming to terms with it. So I think that he's beginning to realize maybe his actions weren't necessarily the best of choice and that it has hurt you. So we will see him coming around, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And you have a wonderful
Bye-bye.
Evening.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, what a great caller to start off our evening with here on Psychic Talk Radio. Our next caller is coming in by area code 347. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hi there. How are you?
Hello. How are you doing today?
I'm really good. I just want to ask about, will I get to this year travel and stay for a longer period of time, you know, I want to be a world traveler, so I'm trying to see if I can help that
out. Yeah, and this is connected to your job, correct?
Well, right now I just have a regular 9-to-5, so I'm hoping, you know, if by some
Seeing a job coming through, so I want to. That's going to require a lot of traveling, and it's going to be through all sorts of different countries as well as the U.S. I would say that you are going to be traveling the world. Okay, I'm seeing somewhere around December, though. Okay. December is what I'm really getting here. And I want to say that December the 20th and the 21st is when you're starting to travel. Somewhere sooner than that, though, I'm looking at anywhere in October, like the end of October, the beginning of November, is when you're going to get the opportunity, the job itself.
Oh, wow. Can you say anything about the job, or is it elusive?
It just requires a lot of traveling. It requires a lot of people relations. And I feel, in a sense, you're selling product. But it's not like you're doing retail either. It's kind of like you're the face of a company.
Oh, well, I can't wait to see how that comes about because I have no idea where to go with something like that.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling in. And, yes, let us know if this happens for you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Great.
Bye-bye. All right, another wonderful and great caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. All right, well, I see that we have Lolita here. Lolita?
Hey, Adam. I swear to you, it's Mercury retrograde.
Huh?
I need Mercury retrograde to leave. I can't get on my laptop again.
Oh, no. You know, I was having a little bit of problems right before getting into the show. I was about a minute late today myself.
Mm-hmm. So just give me a minute. I'm trying to reboot it and see what's going on with it. I can't get the chat room
all
open.
Right. That's cool. Well, for those of you, Lolita right now is struggling a little bit with the Mercury retrograde, but as soon as she can, I'm sure she'll get into the chat room for y'all, and we'll be more than happy to talk to everyone over there and here on the radio once she's able to do that. Now, we are still waiting, though, for our co-host Pooja Desai from Believe Healing to come on. As you all know, the commute sometimes is a bit cumbersome for her. God bless her, though. She does try and do her best, as we all do here on Psychic Talk Radio. All right. For those of you calling in and listening today, we are offering a special for 10% off of your services, your counseling services with Pooja Desai, and your readings with myself or counseling services with myself, any of the services that we offer through HowPsychic.com. You are able to get 10% off now. When you check out, all you do is enter the code under the redemption spot, that is radio. You just put in radio with the capital R, lowercase s, and you will receive 10% off of whatever service you are purchasing at that given time. All right, guys. Well, while we are waiting for more callers here, anyone that would like to call in, we are taking questions on any topics in your life today. Just call in by using the phone number 619-78-6807. And we will bring you on air as soon as we can get to you. As always, we will be trying to get to everyone possible on each show. All right. Well, we are going to go ahead and listen to some further music from this CD entitled Oneness by Zarina. We're a little backwards today with the CD, counting from the bottom up. Our next track that we're listening today is The Angel Smile. This is track number 3. Can now be found at Zarina1.com. And please remember, check out HowPsychic.com, as in HowPsychic.com.
Yeah.
All right. Hello, Pooja. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great.
Good. I am late.
Cool. That's all right. We understand your commute's a little bit long sometimes. And it does look like we are kind of just dead right now. So for any of those that want to call in and ask a question on any portion of their life today, please use the phone number 619-789-6807 to call in. Sometimes you may need to press number 1 on your telephone once you're called in to come into the queue and have your call live on air so we can answer your questions. And welcome to everyone in the chat room. I see that a few of you have logged in as guests, and we also have Metamorphosis Healing once more in the chat room. Always a pleasure, guys, to have you here. Always a pleasure to have all of our listeners. We have our next caller who's coming in by area code 515. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hi. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Good.
How are you doing?
My name is... I'm good. Just busy. My name is Marcia, and I'm actually calling to see what you get on my love life. I have been broke up with my boyfriend for a while, and a lot of things have happened to keep us apart, and I just wonder if you see us overcoming that or if you see us, you know, staying apart or what.
Okay.
His name is Curtis.
Wow. Yeah, Curtis. Okay. Wow. His energy is so intense. It's like, okay, he's very, like, I don't want to put it this way because I don't want it to sound negative, but it's like he's very obvious. He really is such a great human being. As much as he's very complex, he's also very crystal clear. Okay. He likes to shroud himself in mystery, but ultimately, even then, he's pretty crystal clear. I do see that the two of you are going to be able to work through this. I feel like he's having a little bit of a hard time with letting go of certain things in his life, especially what he's been holding on to in his root chakra. And I believe somewhere around his crown cycle, his crown chakra as well. It's like somehow the crown chakra and the root chakra are they're not lining up, you know, the right way. And there's something blocking him there. But I'm feeling like overall he's trying, he's working on it, he's doing it. He's just, you know, he's just required a lot of patience, and you guys will work through this.
Is he still in love with me?
Yeah, he's still in love with you, hon. I think that he's trying to, like, he's lost his way a little bit. It's not like he doesn't love himself, because he does. He's just learning now how to love himself a little more.
Do you want me to tell you what happened kind of in a short version, just so I can kind of give you a backdrop to this?
Sure.
Okay, he cheated on me, and I just found out about this about... We've been broke up for six months.
Mm-hmm.
Found out about this about 3 weeks ago that he cheated on me. And the girl he cheated on me with basically got pregnant on purpose. And that's kind of what I get.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to do the right thing. And I just wonder if those two are going to, you know, like, are they getting along? Are they? He's trying to do the right thing and be with her, but they can't stand each other. So I don't know.
Yeah, well, number one, he's going to find out that it's not his child. She's not, I mean, he's not the only one that she's been with. And I'm feeling here that, she's claiming that it's his because, you know, right now she's very confused.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very emotionally confused. Yeah, he's going to be trying to do the right thing because he's always been a very morally driven kind of individual.
Mm-hmm.
Even though sometimes he does have problems with commitment, I feel, just simply because he doesn't like to rush into anything. But he'll be back. And I know that this has taken a really big toll on you.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's no real excuse for what he's done.
Mm-hmm.
So he can try and create as many excuses in the book, but I feel he's even said that there's no excuse for what he's done, you know. And I feel that you guys are going to be able to work through it, and it's going to require a lot of patience on your part, but he's really going to have to earn your trust back, too, and he knows that.
Do you know how soon all this is going to, I mean, it's been taking a long time, and the baby was born, like, really big
yeah.
and really early, so it's not adding up in my head, but I don't think he gets
mm-hmm.
it, like, he's blinded by all this stuff, you know?
Yeah. All right, and we're getting I understand. So I'll give you the timeline in a minute. But we're also getting a comment from Metamorphosis, who's another psychic that kind of works with us here through the chat
mm-hmm.
room. And Metamorphosis is asking if there's an issue with money because he's sensing that.
Well, a little bit. Here's what happened. This woman is just crazy manipulative. Curtis is from a different country. He's here on a visa. He's technically not in a contract right now. He's living with this woman.
Okay.
He's cut off all his friends. He doesn't have a job right now, but he still has a lot of money in savings. However,
yeah.
he gave her $18,000. Well, he gave her $18,000 to get rid of her husband because she cheated on her husband. To get rid of her husband and so he could put his name on the birth certificate. So that's kind of where, and he's like completely, he's like, Marcia, I don't know what I'm going to do. What if I have to fight for custody? She's threatening not to let me see the kid, but she told him I can never see the kid.
Well, she's basically gotten this guy wrapped all the way. Totally. But ultimately, he's going to wake up and he's going to realize that he's going to smell the coffee, you know. And right now, the timeline is so unpredictable. What I can tell you is that it will happen this year, okay? He will get away from her and come back to you and everything this year. He'll find out that, you know, she's just really trying to take him for his money and his run. She's just trying to suck everything out of him, that's all. And I feel that she's become this way because she felt, let's just say that she got herself into the position with her husband that she did. And she realized her husband wasn't the person she wanted to be with. But her husband is one person out of many that she's played this game with before, as well as your guy. Okay? And
okay.
I think that we've talked to you a while back, but I know that we are going to see resolve with this year. I just can't pinpoint the month or the exact time because his emotions right now are very unpredictable. They're very out there. All we can say is that he will come around. He will have that breakthrough.
God, I hope so, because he's going to be devastated if it isn't his kid. I mean, absolutely devastated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he's, you know, he thinks it was born early and he's been at the hospital bombing with it for 2 months, so.
Okay. I understand.
Okay.
All
well,
right.
I greatly appreciate it. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. And thank you for calling in.
Have a great night. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, guys. A very intense situation going on there, but let's send their blessings over her way for her situation and try and do this like we do for everybody so that way they can get a little clarity and some resolve at least or some closure with whatever the situations are in each one of their individual lives. All right,
yep.
Lolita Pooja, are you there?
Yes, we're here.
Yeah.
All right, great. So, Pooja, have we gotten any more developments on your website over there?
Nothing too new. We are having something special right now. Between now and the end of August, I'm offering all of my packages for pretty much half off. They're normally about $300 to $350.
Oh, my God.
Now they're about $100 to $150
awesome.
until
pretty
August.
Pretty good deal.
So, Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's incredible stuff happening. There's a lot of transformative, empowering stuff happening through it. So definitely if you're in my area or even if you want to try something long distance, you know, set something up, because I think this is really a time where people need that extra kind of empowerment and that extra kind of knowing. The biggest thing that's happening right now through these sessions is people are kind of coming out of it realizing that there's more there than they thought before, that there's more inside of them that they can bring out. There's more strength there. There's more clarity there. And so when people are really looking for some kind of transformation or some kind of change, if you get help in this kind of way, it really helps to direct you further and direct you with a little bit more confidence, a little bit more inner kind of strength. So we're offering that, and then obviously off of your website we have you know, an incredible deal, which is the $55 for I think a half hour session. And then you have a deal where you and I are tag teaming people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a tag team deal too, which is pretty affordable for most of you out there. And right now, if you want 10% off of any of the services through HowPsychic.com, that Pooja's offering, like the $55 one for the half an hour session with the intuitive counseling and some, like, with the one chakra balancing, please visit HowPsychic.com. And during the checkout process, when ordering your session with her or myself, enter the code RADIO with a capital R, and you will receive 10% off of the purchase price. Remember, once you make your purchase and you send the payment through on HowPsychic.com, you can either call the contact number under the Contact Us page, send us an email, or even have us call you, as we will call you if we do not hear from you, but you send your payment through, and we will schedule the appointment time that fits best for yourself, along with our schedules, of course. And for those of you that would like to call in right now, the call-in number is 619-789-6807. Also, for those of you that are close by Pooja's area, Pooja, where exactly are you?
I'm in the Charleston area. There's a little town called Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. It's in a beautiful clinic, a beautiful setting, and there are amazing, amazing things happening here. So if you're in the area, if you're in South Carolina, come by. And if you can't come by, then long-distance sessions are probably just as effective. They're actually more effective, I feel, sometimes.
For those of you that are around Pooja's area, she's doing some really intensive healings lately with people. It's well worth it. And when you get that one-on-one experience with her and she's healing you, she's balancing your chakras, she's helping you through the intuitive counseling, she's giving you what she sees clairvoyantly for you at that time, clairaudiently even. Whatever, you know, she does with each individual is a little different. Each time the session's a little different that you visit her. But the work that she's doing right now is so intense and so powerful and life-changing and life-motivating and moving. You've got to give it a try, guys. All right, everyone. Well, we're here hosting, and you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee, which is myself, Pooja Desai from Believe Healing, and Lolita from the chat room. All right, Lolita, were you able to get into the chat room at all?
I'm actually working on it right now. Just been playing with it. I'm trying.
For those of you in the chat room, we do apologize. Lolita's being affected through the Mercury retrograde right now. Her computer's kind of acting up. She's doing her best to get in there. But Metamorphosis, thank you for stepping in and welcoming everyone into the chat room. Great. It's always an honor to have you there. And you just can't thank you enough for kind of stepping in and taking that place for a moment. So that's wonderful. for those of you out there and listening, coming up on Thursday, we will have Metamorphosis live here on air to help co-host the show. He's going to be our special guest, our special co-host for that day. And it's going to be an honor, as we can't stop talking about him. And he has always been a blessing to the chat room with everything he's had to add from here and there with certain callers that we've had, whatever he picks up on. He just really adds an extra charm to the show here, as we all try to. It's been wonderful. But as we are looking at dead time right now, not a lot of callers today. One more announcement. We will now be switching back to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The 10 o'clock time seems to be a little bit too far out there for each of us, and we were going to give it a try, and we've given it a try now, but we will be switching after Thursday, coming up on the following Tuesday. Next Tuesday, we will be switching back to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for those of you listening and tuning in right now. Also, for those of you on the chat room, just to let you know. Thursday, we will be hosting at 10 p.m., though, this coming Thursday. All right, everyone. Well, we're going to go ahead and end the show a little bit earlier, as it does look like Mercury retrograde is kind of hitting everyone right now. And namaste to everyone. Many blessings. Want to end the show with a prayer for everyone out there.
Namaste.
And
bye,
before
guys.
I do so, it does look like we have one last caller.
Okay.
All right. Caller by the area code 876, you are on air.
Hello?
Hello, hi. You are on air. How you doing?
Hi. Good night. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Great. How may we help you?
I was wondering if we could have a reading.
Okay. Well, we do only one question apiece for our callers here. And seeing as how you're the only caller right now, we'll give you several questions, but we'd go by specific questions only, please.
Okay. Should I go ahead?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I'm thinking about going back to school in next
month. Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm mostly from the technical background, but I'm trying to go into something new, maybe project management. I don't know if you see working out for me, or do you think it's a good move or something?
Okay. If you give me one moment, I'll try and tap into this.
Okay.
All right. You know, I am feeling, wait a minute, it looks like your call dropped. Oh, no, that wasn't
here.
You, honey. That was just Pooja. Sorry. It does look like this is a good move for you, okay? I feel that you're going to want to proceed with caution, though. Everything that you choose to go through with and the way you handle it is what really is going to determine whether it's a make or break situation for you, okay? But one thing you need to do is go into this with confidence.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, I feel like you have a lot of confidence, but sometimes with new stuff, we're only human. We're going to be a little bit nervous. We're going to be a little bit out of place. But, you know, as long as you go into it with confidence, a positive attitude, you'll be able to make it through this, okay?
Okay. Okay, that's good.
Now, do you have any other questions for us here?
Yes, I do. Currently, I'm also looking for different opportunities in terms of work and better income, so I could probably finance schooling. I don't know if you see that coming up, because that's what I really need in my life right now.
Okay. I could say that I see something coming up here. Can't quite put my finger on it because we're looking at the 29th and the 30th of this month, okay? So I know something good's coming. I can feel that it's good. I just can't necessarily tell what it is because I feel like it's something you're not familiar with doing. I feel like it's a totally different direction.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does that require me traveling to another country?
Okay, let's see here. As of right now, I do not feel that it would.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and you have a wonderful evening, sweetie.
Same to you, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, love, do you have any announcements before we end the show?
No. I'm sorry.
That's cool. I'm
a little frustrated
with
my computer. No, I guess
I know, honey. Well, next time, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We all have some problems here and there. I was almost certain that I was going to have a lot of problems with the switchboard today, but, you know, I seem to have been able to work it out. So, but mm-hmm. many blessings to everyone out there, and we're just going to do our short little prayer here. Through the powers of that be, through the universe itself, through all of existence, through the very life force that connects us all, may the blessings be upon everyone, every living creature, every living being in this world, that we all are able to accomplish what we need to accomplish, that we all are able to be certain about our decisions, that we are all able to have more confidence, more clarity, and that we are all blessed with the ability that it makes it a little bit more easy for us to maintain an optimistic point of view, that we all may have the opportunities that we deserve and have worked for. May the blessings be bestowed upon us to have the wisdom to see what is in front of us, to see our options. May we have the blessings to all right now, that we may have the wisdom to work through our problems, but never allow them to get in the way of our blessings. In the name of all that is, in the name that all that was, in the name that all will ever be, may these blessings now be bestowed in many names and many faces. May these blessings may be bestowed now according to the source of all, according to the life force that connects us, the bones, the blood, the flesh, everything that is. May it be so.
Awesome.
All right, guys. Namaste and good night.
Good night.